Desde la Florida saludamos a Walter Acre. How do you say your last name? Acre? Acre? Acre?
Acre.
Nice to talk to you, sir. It's a pleasure. Thanks for being with us in Colombia. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're going to do it in English, but I have to translate, okay?
Okay.
Bueno, él se llama Walter Acre y este hombre está en la Florida y el hombre se dedicó a un negocio muy especial. Y fue lo que yo les conté y es que a él hoy en día vende árboles a la gente millonaria. Entonces usted va por la Toscana y dice, ay, me gusta este olivo. Que Eduardo Peña, por ejemplo, me gusta este olivo. Y entonces usted llega a la Miami y le dice, oye, es que vi un olivo allá en la Toscana, cerca de Florencia, el man lo coge, se lo recoge, lo compra, se lo lleva y se lo pone en su casa, en la mitad de la sala. ¿Qué opinan? ¿Bien o no?
Muy excéntrico para mi gusto.
No, para mí es un ídolo. Hay que respetar las ideas y el gran negocio. Que a uno no se le ocurre es otro problema, Nico. Hey. Lo cual nunca se nos ha ocurrido nada, por supuesto.
Jamás.
Okay, I'm going to call you Walter. Walter, thank you for being with us, as I told you. And the first question I have for you is, how did you imagine this idea? How had in your mind the idea of selling exotic trees for the rich people?
Well, I started a long time ago in my hometown. My father actually had a tractor company, an equipment company, and they wanted me to do a landscape job on a house, and they gave me so much money, and then they gave everybody else the same amount of money, and they wanted to see who could do the best job. And so I took that money and went out into the neighborhoods and bought trees for a couple of hundred dollars here and there and did the landscape with those. And everybody else did them with little teeny plants. So I learned real quick that I could have a lot nicer looking landscape for the same amount of money.
Okay, let me translate. No, el padre tiene unos tractores y una cosa así de construcción. Y hubo una idea de darle a todo el mundo la misma plata y el que hiciera lo mejor con la plata y a él se le ocurrió con respecto a los demás que no tuvieron exactamente la misma idea de comprar árboles por unos cientos de dólares y plantarlos en el paisaje. Y pues quedó muy lindo y pues ahí comenzó su idea. Voy a preguntarle, era la pregunta es por qué se le ocurrió la idea. Hoy en día yo sé que él compra unos árboles muy caros y que los pone y que los planta en los terrenos de los famosos. Well, that's the start, but now I read it on the Wall Street Journal, I think, that you have a big business with the rich people in Florida and many other places, including Manhattan, where the people buy expensive trees that you can get in any place in the world and you can plant it. Is that true?
Yes, what I do is I'll go out in that area and I just drive and drive until I see a tree that I really like in somebody's yard. And then I go up and ask them if they would want to sell it to me. And probably a third of the times they do want to sell it. Or they'll ask me, they say, I need this kind of a tree right here, a big one of this. And I'll go out and I would spend my weekends driving around until I find one. And then I would just go up to the homeowner and offer them money for it. And it just became, you know, a business that no one else was really doing. And I have these spectacular trees. I have inventory all over the place. And I haven't put any money in it. It's just I go back a year later, and the people say, "Oh, we were hoping you would come back," or it may be 2 years later. And so it's like I have this huge inventory, but I don't have to pay for it up front.
Sí, básicamente el negocio de él es que él coge su carro y se va así como silbando, como Eduardo. Por todas las partes donde él está y se gasta días y semanas y los fines de semana y empieza a ver árboles y él ve que los dueños de los árboles En una tercera parte los venden y pasa lo mismo con gente que él visita y todo, que quieren un árbol. Y él planta su árbol y ellos después le dicen, venga, vuelve en 2 años y miramos a ver qué podemos hacer y vuelva acá en 2 años para, pues, para plantar otro árbol. A mí me gustaría preguntarle a él cuál es el árbol más caro que ha vendido. What is the most expensive tree that you have sold and how much money the new owner paid for it?
Probably the most expensive one was around $275,000. And some for $150,000. But they, probably the most expensive one was $275,000 for one tree.
What kind of tree and where did you get it?
It was actually an African baobab. And these, I found it in this yard. Some missionaries brought it from Tanzania in 1926. And so it had been growing there all this time. And the trunk of the tree was 21 feet wide. And I think I paid like $40,000 to the homeowner for the tree. And ended up moving it. It weighed 100 tons. And 200,000 pounds, and we had to get special permits and escorts and, you know, policemen and all that to move it from one place to the other.
Sí, yo no entendí el árbol, pero creo que era Pensatonia, pero no lo sé. El árbol sí, no sé qué árbol es, pero es un árbol muy antiguo que unos misioneros, unos señores así como frailes tenían. Creo que desde el año 1920 y algo, y pues era muy grande, o sea, era una circunferencia muy grande del tronco y pesaba 200,000 pounds, o sea, 200,000 libras, y le tocó ir y volver 100 veces y hacer todos los recursos de la policía, y lo compró por $40,000 y lo vendió por $275,000. Para no dejar la pregunta así como tan bajita de... A mí me gustaría preguntarle, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand because it's difficult in English to know what kind of tree. Can you tell us again what tree it was or something similar to that tree?
Yes, it was a baobab tree or an Adansonia digitata. But they're considered, they call them the tree of life down there in Africa. And they're popular down there. They're old trees. They can live to be a couple thousand years old.
Sí, volvió a decirme cosas que no entendí, pero al final me dijo que es como el árbol de la vida, como dicen en África.
Sí.
Y hay muchos allá. Y pues él dice que esos arbolitos pueden vivir hasta 2,000 años. ¿Sabes que me está gustando el tema? Bueno, le voy a preguntar algo que me llamó la atención. Oí que Walt Disney en uno de sus resorts pagó por un árbol de 55 pies de altura la suma de $1,000,000 para plantarlo en uno de sus parques. Si él conoce esta historia. When I read the Wall Street Journal about this fantastic business, congratulations for your new business that I suppose is doing great profits for you. I heard that there is a tree or there was a tree, I don't know where, that it was moved from no, I don't know where, to a Walt Disney Park, 55 feet tall, and that they pay like a $1,000,000 for that purpose. Have you heard about that? Because I read it in front of your name in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, that wasn't my tree, but I'm sure they did. Disney World paid a lot of money to move some of their trees there. And it can cost, and moving them, the price can go way up. It depends. But that wasn't me.
Sí, él dice que sí lo oyó y que él sabe que Walt Disney compra los árboles como si fueran galletas, como si fueran las patas esas de pavo de los parques. Pero que no es de él, pero que él sabe que eso vale mucho. Y la siguiente pregunta es, ¿cuánto vale mover un árbol como el que movió de 200, $75,000. How much did you have to pay to the people who moved the tree that the new owner paid from you, $275,000?
I paid the homeowner $40,000 for the tree.
And for moving it, the transportation?
And then the transportation, I had to get special permits with the police and everything. It varied, but it was probably in the, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 range. For the cranes, I had to get special cranes to lift it, and it was in rock. So we had to actually carve the root ball out of rock with chipping hammers. So that it was like a sculpture, the root ball was. And that's why it weighed so much.
Estaba en piedra, pesaba mucho, pesaba muchísimo, y lo tuvo que mover. La sola movida del árbol que nos cuenta nuestro amigo le costó más o menos $100,000. Él pagó $40,000 por el árbol, pero aún así Nico se ganó el doble. Es un ídolo, ¿no?
Es un crack.
Bueno, ¿qué más preguntamos de los árboles?
Clientes famosos, ¿sabe?
Can you name famous clients that bought you some trees, or it's totally confidential?
Well, most of it is confidential. You know, a lot of the, you know, I've done work for like Calvin Klein and Jennifer Lopez and Enrique Iglesias and different Dwayne Wade. I've done work for him, the basketball stars. But a lot of the people that I work for have a lot more money than those kind of people. You know, you never really heard, you know, you haven't really heard of them. But we always joke that if the people that I know that are really rich, if all they had was movie star money, they'd jump out of a window because they're that rich.
No, él dice que le ha vendido a The Rock, a Jennifer López, a Enrique Iglesias, que le ha vendido a, ahí nombró a Calvin Klein, etcétera. Pero dice que los verdaderos ricos no son estos payasos. O sea, que los verdaderos ricos no se asoman por la ventana y que son muy ricos.
Claro.
Voy a preguntarle algo más increíble, y es que yo oí que alguien movió un árbol de olivos, o sea, un olivo, de la Toscana a los Estados Unidos. Have you moved trees from Europe, for example, from the Tuscan area, like an olive to the States? I know that there are people that go see a tree in Italy. On the road, they see the tree and they ask somebody to buy it for them and then transport to the United States. What is that tree that you would love to buy, and do you think is extremely expensive, and you are not be able to do it until now?
Well, they do these old olive trees, like from, they could be a few hundred years old, and they have a really, these trunks with character, really gnarly. They do those. They bring those over, but there's all kinds of trees that I would love to get here, but it is really hard to bring in trees to America. They don't want anybody else's soil or insects or bugs, so they're very strict. You can't bring in any trees into the United States without, you know, permission, special permission.
Sí, a él le gustaría, pero estaba hablando de los olivos, que son los árboles que les cuento a los oyentes. Y él dice pues que si hay muchísimos de 200 años y más, pero que la situación en los Estados Unidos es extremadamente compleja para llevar un árbol. O sea, si en Estados Unidos a uno le cogen una pitaya y lo detienen 5 horas y la lleva en la maleta, pues imagínese sí, no. Cargarse un árbol.
Sí, claro.
Es que de verdad. Bueno, y lo último que le quiero preguntar, si no hay más preguntas en la mesa, es ¿y cuál es el placer de tener un árbol? Que para nosotros es increíble creerlo. For people like me and my crew, my people from the radio station, Table of Work, work table. It's an incredible thing to believe that a tree give you a status or give you something that you don't have. But I believe that the rich people started with jewelry, with watches, with paintings, with art. And now this is the top of the things, very strange and very exclusive things. And what is the reason that people want to have a tree or in a garden or in the middle of a living room? That I've seen photos in the middle of a living room, a beautiful tree.
Yeah, well, the thing about trees is you get these old trees with character and they've been around for years and years. You can't pay for that. You can get a painting that's not real, or a couch or a car or whatever. If you have enough money, you can get whatever you want. But when it comes to these old trees that are 50 or 100 years old, you can't just come up with that. You can't just buy that. And it creates a feel in your garden and in your yard or your house. You know, when you stand underneath those or you stand next to them, you can feel the energy that a tree like that gives off. And it's just it's a whole nother realm, of what people want. They want to see, they want to feel like when they're in the garden, they want to feel good. And they don't really know why, but a tree like that does that to you.
Bueno, Walter, thank you very much for this interview. Very educational and very interesting. And I wish you very good luck in your business. And I know you deserve a lot of money because that needs some kind of resistance, some kind of patience, because I don't believe the people you have as a client must be very complicated, guys. Thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful evening, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.